The blaring of his phone caused him to stir in his sleep. He looked down and smiled at the sight of Phoenix asleep on his chest. The warmth of her body made him feel alive inside. God, let me wake up to this sight for the rest of my life. He silently prayed as he grabbed his phone. No one called him early on a Sunday morning except his mother. As much as he wanted to join Phoenix back in Dreamland, he knew she wouldn't stop calling until he answered. He never worked on Sundays, so she knew he wasn't dealing with any type of medical emergency. Good morning, gorgeous. He sang into the camera as he answered her FaceTime call from the bed. Good morning, my favorite son.
Ma, I'm your only son.
Biologically, yes. But since I adopted all your little friends, my child count has grown up exponentially. How are you doing this beautiful morning?
I feel good, Ma. I really feel good.
Blaze's gaze fell on Phoenix as she gripped his waist tighter. She was in a deep sleep, and he knew she wasn't waking for at least another hour or two. Subconsciously, he smiled as he stroked her hair. He loved how she let it grow out. The purple, pink, and blue ombre color looked even better now that it hung just at her shoulders. It framed her eyes perfectly. He unraveled one of her tight curls and twirled a strand of her hair around his fingers while he listened to his mother talk.
Boy, are you even listening to me?
Yes, Mom, Blaze laughed. I'm listening. I think Christmas would be perfect for you to visit. I know there will be some amazing views for you to photograph and paint.
Oh, you just want me out of your hair so you could keep hoeing around.
Ma, how many times am I going to have to tell you I'm not hoeing around? I would just be working.
Save that boy's charm for them floozies you bring home.
I'm going to show you better than I could tell you.
And whatever happened to that woman you went on and on about courting?
You know, the one you said was the one.
Phoenix's ears must have been burning because just as his mother asked the question, she was kissing his chest. He looked down at her as she smiled up at him. He mouthed good morning before turning his attention back to his mother.
She's right here, Ma. Blaze panned the camera over so his mother could see Phoenix laying beside him.
Phoenix smacked his arm as she smiled up at the camera. She laughed as she sat up in the bed with him. Luckily, their night didn't end in back-arching, sheet-clenching sex, so she didn't have that after-sex glow.
Good morning, Miss Jones, she said as she laid her head on his shoulder.
Why?
Hello, gorgeous. It's nice to finally meet you. My blabbering son talks about you all the time.
Blabbering? Now I wonder who I get that from.
Shut up, Bee. Nice to meet you too, and thank you for teaching this one how to treat a lady.
Phoenix caressed his cheek as she briefly tore her eyes from the screen to look up at him.
It wasn't easy. It took him a few tries to master the lesson, but I'm glad he has. Maybe now he can make me a grandmother before I'm too old to spoil them.
Ma, you got 6 grandkids already.
Would you look at that conundrum?
6 grands, and nay one of them is yours. Phoenix and Blaze laughed on the phone with his mother for close to an hour. She talked their heads off with reminiscent stories about her and her late husband's roller coaster of a union. There was wisdom wrapped snugly in easy digestible jokes and satirical anecdotes. Phoenix liked his mother. She couldn't wait to meet her in person. As she listened to the two of them trade innocent insults and lighthearted banter, she knew he was the man for her. She needed to get her shit together before she could truly commit to him. After the sisters left the hospital, they went straight to NoRT for a quick dinner. Phoenix pushed her food around her plate as she thought about the evening's events. It was not the way she planned to spend the evening. What started out as a fun sister's outing turned into a nasty lover's quarrel. Dropping her fork on the plate, she pushed her plate away and rested her elbows on the table.
Nope, your baby daddy said you need to eat.
You better eat up before I call your future hubby up and request him to make house calls. Rue laughed as she sipped her fruit smoothie.
Shut up, Rue. You make me sick. And he ain't my future nothing, Rue whined as she rolled her eyes.
Rue laughed as she tossed a tiny morsel of bread at Phoenix's head. Now that her sister was okay, all she could help to do was tease her about the situation she landed herself in.
Oh, baby sis, sorry to break it to you.
Your ass is definitely off the market.
Been off the market since y'all started dating. How you figured that?
I'm sure y'all breezed through the big three.
What the hell is a big three?
The three most important dates. Come on, sis, you can't be out here being a hopeless romantic and not know about the big three. Beach picnic, impromptu dancing in the rain, and going to the opera.
And we never been on none of them. Now look at you.
Phoenix stuck her tongue out before she stuffed a fork full of salmon and kale salad in her mouth.
Where did y'all go on y'all first date?
To my favorite cove, the one you always have to check the location to find.
Bitch, that's a beach picnic to our city living asses.
Rue laughed as she dunked her bread in the honey butter.
What was the next one?
He came over for dinner. I cooked pasta.
Wait, that night it rained and I bought you groceries?
Yep.
Oh, you was off the market by date one, sis. You was cooking mommy's recipe for that man.
Plus, it's impromptu dancing in the rain.
Rue laughed.
But we didn't dance in the rain.
You fucked that man in the parlor with the bay windows open.
Sis, that's impromptu dancing in the rain.
OMG. For real, Rue? So what are you counting as an opera since you're just making this shit up as you go?
Phoenix laughed heartily for the first time in a long time.
Alcatraz. They played at opera-like music during the tour.
I'm telling you, boo, you done fucked around and found out with this one.
Fuck you, Phoenix groaned as she flicked the pepper from her salad at Rue.
How you gonna be mad at me? Be mad at yourself, baby sis. You're the one out here hiding a man, a baby, and an illness.
Daddy always told us keeping secrets would come back to bite us.
Rue replied as she caught the pepper in her mouth.
You're supposed to be on my side.
No.
She's supposed to be on the right side when it's just y'all.
And she's right, sis. You owe that man a lot more than a damn explanation. You owe him a heartfelt apology and some head to top it off.
No pun intended,
Forge inserted as she slid into the booth beside Phoenix. Phoenix looked around the table and rolled her eyes. She didn't necessarily expect him to be on her side, but she did expect him to at least understand why she felt like she needed to hide everything. Granted, they weren't feeling her feelings or living her life, so she couldn't fathom the weight she carried every day. It was never a time, what if, didn't cross her mind. What ifs ruled her world since she fell ill, and it was hard to just shut them off. Her growing love for Blaze pushed her over the edge and she was barely hanging on when she found out she was pregnant. It wasn't what she wanted to hear, and if she was being honest, hearing her kidneys had declined would have been easier to stomach. She had prepared herself for that bit of news. Not the revelations that she and Blaze would be parents soon.
Let me ask you this. If you gave someone about a year of your life and they just dropped off the face of the earth, what would you do?
Move on.
That's bullshit and you know it.
When Daryl told you he was leaving you because you had lupus, you were devastated.
So I know you're peddling grade A horse shit, Rue retorted.
Okay, I was wrong. But Rue, that man shut the fuck up every time I tried to talk to him tonight.
He's not trying to hear shit from me.
No, he's not trying to hear a bunch of bullshit from you. I bet you done told him all about your family and your childhood, but ain't said shit to him about anything that happened in the past 3 years. You probably tell him all about growing up with mommy, daddy, and Aunt Faye, but never mention how losing them sent you down a dark and delinquent path. He probably doesn't know your ass has been arrested twice. Or you're terrified of jellyfish.
Damn, big sis, you ain't have to air my shit out like that.
No, I didn't. But you should have. If you love that man as much as I know you do, then there shouldn't be a thing about you, good or bad, that he doesn't know. You should be able to trust him with your darkest secrets and your most vulnerable moments. You should be an open book to him, not a few pirated chapters.